The focus was on the sesquicentennial of the Mormon encampment in Keokuk. Brigham Young University church history professor Fred Woods says the city was the outfitting point for Latter-day Saints heading to Utah in 1853. He says church members were helped by Keokuk, and in turn, they helped the city.
There was a need for Mormons to be there for their outfitting, and there was a need for the Keokukians to have their roads graded. And so the Mormons came in and graded those streets, hundreds of them. In fact, the Keokuk dispatch picked it up, and they talked about how they're making our crooked places smooth.
Dr. Woods says while a lot of attention has been paid to Nauvoo and its ties to the church, the state of Iowa also played a big role in LDS history.
The Mormons actually owned more land during the 1840s on the west side of the Mississippi in the Lee County area and an extension of that than they did on the Illinois side of the river. In fact, three famous church presidents for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Wolford Woodruff, Brigham Young, John Taylor, they all lived in Montrose at one time.
A recreation of the Mormon Trail wagon train took place across Iowa in 1996. The following year, it continued from Omaha to Salt Lake City. Shalise Johnston took part in the latter trip and shared her experiences during a presentation at the History Symposium. Johnston believes all those who settled the West and the nation could be described as ordinary people with extraordinary lives.
They believed in what they were doing. They believed in their motives. Some may have questioned their motives along the way, questioned, what am I really doing here? But they were just people. And they were just trying to survive and make a better family for their children and themselves.
There was more to the symposium than the LDS experience. In fact, Douglas Atterberg of the Lee County Historical Society gave an overview of all the religions of Keokuk in the mid-1800s.
My reason for picking that as a topic was that it was kind of the other side of the religious spectrum, that the Mormons were an organized religion in the 1840s, and most everybody else was disorganized but trying to come together and form congregations and get buildings put up.
Atterberg says Catholics, Methodists, Presbyterians, and Baptists were the first religions to organize in the city. Keokuk, of course, is located on the Mississippi. Mark Twain loved the river, and he was a big fan of Keokuk, too.
This is where he got his start. He and both his brothers were in a print shop at 52 Main, and that's, I think, a great time in his life because Keokuk at that time was a bustling frontier town.
That's Jack Meister, whose symposium presentation focused on Twain's early career.
He used every bit of local color, every character I think he ever ran into, and put them into his books. And a lot of them come from Keokuk, and it was here that he once said that it was the turning point of his life, where he made the decision to go to the Amazon down to South America. But along with that was the idea to try to make money as a writer.
Meister says the house where Twain's mother lived still stands at 626 High Street. The presentations were just part of the symposium. The event also included the dedication of historic markers in Keokuk and Montrose. The Keokuk dedication was preceded by a short parade featuring covered wagons pulled by horses, marchers dressed in clothes reminiscent of the 1850s, and music by the Nauvoo Brass Band. The marker is in Triangle Park. It contains information about the Keokuk encampment. It also includes an image of Frederick Piercy's renowned painting of Camp Keokuk. The marker was paid for by the Mormon Historic Sites Foundation. The organization also paid to repair curbs at the park. The dedication ceremony included speeches.
The story that is told here is important to Latter-day Saints, but in a larger context, it's also very important to Keokuk and to the citizens of Iowa, because it's a story of friendship and understanding, a story of openness and goodwill.
There was also a prayer.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I dedicate this marker. It's been dedicated to the commemoration and dedication of those pioneers that passed on before here. And these blessings and favors are pronounced in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And there was a bit more music. The solo was performed by Kirk Brandenburger. He's executive director of the Keokuk Area Convention and Tourism Bureau. Brandenberger believes the History Symposium was a success.
It's one of my hopes that, you know, the more knowledge we gain about our past, maybe that will help in shaping our future.
Selected papers from the symposium will be posted on the web this fall. The address is MormonHistoricSitesFoundation.org. Rich Egger reporting.